This is The Current, and I am your guide, Nadia Last. Today, The Current takes on a new energetic vibration and frequency and direction. In some ways, this is concretizing what this podcast has always been, but just putting words to it and allowing it to take up more space in your ears and your heart. I use the word guide because I'm really just guiding you home to yourself. This podcast serves as a reminder that is free and accessible at any time, that you are a divine being. You have and have always had everything that you need within you. All you need to do is take a moment of stillness to tune inward and connect to your heart. As you hear the music of this podcast, which will remain the same, my hope is that you are able to drop into the energetic frequency of inspiration and hope and optimism. Despite all of the difficulty that you see in this world, that we all see in this world, if you are listening to this podcast, I have a knowing that you recognize that you are here to turn up the volume, the amplification of the light that exists within you. This podcast will help you tune into your heart and share that light with others, even when it feels really dark on this plane. We are actually a network of light. I'm getting the visualization of a bunch of different street lamps and lanterns. And we are some of the first that will turn up that light. And then throughout our lives, in our communities and families, in our networks professionally and personally, we are here to remind every single person, you are the light. You have everything that you need within you. As you listen to this podcast, if you're in a place to do so, I invite you to close your eyes. If it feels good and safe in your body, to deepen your breath and place a hand on your heart and a hand on your belly. That's how I'm sitting cross-legged right now, recording this episode. It's in this position that I remind myself and the clients that I work with that there is this beautiful energetic cord that we can connect with at any time using simply our breath and awareness. That energetic cord starts just above our head. It's a brilliant, white, yellow, healing, loving, creative, expansive light. And as you breathe and as you exhale, I want you to envision that this white, golden light is traveling down into your crown chakra, the crown of your head, massaging your skull. As you breathe, envisioning this beautiful light moving into your third eye, the point right beneath, between rather, your eyebrows. And this light is traveling into your throat, the part of our bodies that makes us so uniquely human, our ability to communicate and speak and manifest and create. There's so much power in our voice. And I hope by listening to this podcast and hearing my voice that it awakens the voice within you that is asking for expression, uniqueness, authenticity, aliveness. As you continue to breathe, I want your exhale to move this energy into your shoulders, relaxing your shoulders a bit, and then into your heart space. And as you inhale, I want you to expand your heart chakra, your chest cavity, feeling the immense power that exists within you at every single moment. Our heart space is where our soul lives. The part of us that has lived many lifetimes prior to this one. the part of us that knows exactly why we chose this lifetime, this incarnation. And despite all the pain that exists on our planet, there is a very unique reason that you are here. A host of reasons, a soul path, a life path, a current. This podcast is an invitation to remember, to tune into your heart space and connect in with the current of your life. The truth that this plane often makes us forget is that we are interconnected. We are all made from the same life force energy. Our hearts are what connect us. And despite this illusion of separateness on our earth, on our planet, we are always connected. We are never alone. Not only are we connected to our fellow humanity, we are connected to all the souls we've incarnated with prior to this lifetime. We are connected to many, many divine beings, as I am in this moment, that you can likely feel in the energetic vibration of my voice. That it is not just us. We are being supported through synchronicity and a vast, organized plan far beyond what our minds could ever comprehend. You know, as I say this, as I feel called by my guides to say this, I'm getting the visualization of Harry Potter and why so many of us on this planet have connected to this book, that Harry Potter at a certain age receives a letter from this magical school of witchcraft and wizardry, Hogwarts, and I'm smiling because I love these books so much and I feel like they are so divinely placed here to remind us that love is the greatest power. This is the greatest tenet of this book. But in the very first book, Harry receives this invitation to join the school and the remembrance that he is a magical being. He has the power to do magic, and all of a sudden he looks back at his life and all of the experiences he's had thus far and realizing, oh my goodness, I've had this magic, this power within me. When I was at, I'm forgetting the name, but he was at the zoo, I think, and spoke to a snake. The reason why we connect so deeply with this book is because there is a part of us that remembers, yes, this is not all there is. How could it be? How could it be? I know many people in my life who are not open to spirituality, and I was that way. I was close to it for many, many years. I was raised very religiously, which I've spoken about on this podcast. But I always connected with spirituality, and then there were a good 10 years where I was hopefully agnostic. I was turned off by dogmatic religion, telling me that the answers existed outside of me and that women couldn't participate in the church. It always felt off-putting to me. And my return into spirituality is a return into something that you do not need to believe in. It is something that you are allowed to experience as true within you. And this is the new direction of this podcast, a deepening of its roots. You have everything you need. You are your own guru. You are your own God. What I mean by that is that you have a vast ocean of expansion and consciousness that lives within you through desire. The new photo of this podcast cover is very intentional, and I saw it in a dream before I worked with my very talented friend Mandy to take it on a beach in Northern California where I live. And this image is emblematic of where this podcast is headed, because you'll see that you can really only make out the outline of my face, because this podcast isn't really about me. I am the channel and the conduit of this energy, so you can remember that it exists within you. The placement of the light on my face was happenstance. The sun was setting and Mandy was able to capture this photo. But you'll see that there's light on my third eye. And this is how I feel when I'm really in flow recording this podcast. I'm receiving divine inspiration through my third eye. I'm connected to a source of energy beyond myself, but that also exists within me. And then you'll see the light lights up my throat. And that's my hope, is that you can hear this divine light and inspiration, that this is an energetic frequency that you are able to bathe yourself in every time you tune into an episode on this podcast. There are so many tools and modalities that I will share here, because this show is about your healing, our collective healing, and also your expansion into potentiality, into the possibilities, because the possibilities are infinite for you in this lifetime and the lifetimes to come. Despite all the crumbling of existing infrastructure and systems that can feel really turbulent for our nervous systems, it's actually quite an exciting time to be on our planet, because the possibilities are endless. And despite how frustrating social media can be, it is actually a beautiful tool to connect humanity to our hearts. I am very hopeful that over the next decades, as we continue to open up our hearts and share that energy and frequency with others, that we will build a more beautiful world. That is not to say that difficulty will no longer exist on this plane, density, whatever you want to call it. Of course it will. But we will also be able to see the beauty in ways that we've never been able to see before. We will also be able to access healing in ways that we've never been able to access before. And we will be able to access our soul frequency and attunement more than we've ever been able to access before. I'm excited for that possibility. And I also know we have a lot of work to do. And that work, what I would implore you to do, that work is perhaps less about doing and more about the frequency and beingness. Are you creating space every day to tune into your heart? Are you doing that first thing in the morning, so that as you move in the world and experience heartbreak and challenge and difficulty and closedness, separateness, hierarchy, oppression, that you've first opened up your heart to the remembrance that exists within you? This is my challenge in this season of life, and I'd love to share in that challenge with you. As we really look at our spiritual practices, whatever they may be, pulling tarot, journaling, singing, and these are mine, moving our bodies, that it becomes a non-negotiable. It's how we suit up energetically before we go into the world. I received this visualization in a psychedelic journey I did a few months ago, that spiritual practices, energetic practices, are non-negotiable, just as you wouldn't leave the house without brushing your teeth or putting on deodorant for many of us. I know there are many that don't wear deodorant as well. Just as you wouldn't leave the house without brushing your teeth, you wouldn't leave the house without suiting up energetically. And that's not to be closed off to the world. That is to allow yourself to stay open through the ability to find and cultivate and grow your inner center, your heart space. The new direction of this podcast is a deepening of existing modalities that I've talked about here, but will continue to expand on. Psychedelics, my experience with psychedelics, intuition, my psychic awakening, spirituality, human design as a beautiful tool for remembering your uniqueness. Therapy. I'm graduating therapy school in the fall. I'm in my final semester, and I will continue to share all of the different nuggets and practices and tools that I am working on with my clients right now. I have a beautiful, full, and thriving one-on-one practice that is technically categorized as coaching until I become licensed, when I can formally call myself a spiritual therapist. Dream work, family healing, intergenerational trauma, sexual healing, communication with animals, connection with earth. There are so many different avenues and ways in which I want to talk about our collective healing and expansion. I will do that both solo and also with interviews of people that I deeply trust. My commitment to you is that I will show up here more frequently because I can feel that tug and that desire, both from this audience, this beautiful community that's already assembled here and continues growing, and also from my soul. My higher self is nudging me in the direction of really investing in this podcast as a medium, a free tool to expand our connection to ourselves. I will show up here more regularly, but I will also only show up here when I feel called, when I feel this connection to a divine source that's asking me to be here. I will not show up just for the sake of showing up. I will listen to the ebbs and flows of my creative energy, and I encourage you to do the same. I will also only have people on here that I deeply trust and believe in, or have experienced the value of their work, or experience the value of their ideas and their frequency and their energy. Connecting to someone's heart is really what this is all about. And I will only bring energy on here where I know I can feel connected to that person's heart. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for supporting this work for the past few years that I've been doing it. I will be celebrating 3 years of podcasting this October when I also graduate and get married. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful celebration. So thank you for being here on both my human journey and also my spiritual one. My commitment to you is deep and rich, and I really mean it that I would love to hear from you and build relationship with you. So reach out to me. Each message that I receive, not only do I respond to, but it's deeply meaningful and fuels this work. Thank you for being alive right now. Thank you for tuning into your heart space. I love you. I'll talk to you soon.